huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
The Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio is on the air.
Hey, Doc.
How's the weather over there in Germany?
Oh, today it was really, really hot. Nice. Still summer, around 30 degrees. It was very hot, so I enjoyed it. Only did a lot of interviews today. So you're the last one and I think the 10th one. So it's really cool. If I can do it half an hour earlier, I don't have anything against it. Thank you.
So I hope you're not too burned out after 10 interviews.
I give my best. That's my job.
All right. So if you're ready, we can get rolling.
Yeah. Okay.
You're listening to Third Eye Cinema, your source for in-depth discussion of cult cinema. Tonight, famed longtime bassist, vocalist, and producer on the German power metal scene, Matt Sinner, Primal Fear, Sinner, and Voodoo Circle, on the Big Papa Online Network of Blog Talk Radio.
This is Diego Valdez, singer of Helker, and you are listening to Third Eye Cinema. Stay tuned. Hello, I'm Diego Valdez, singer from... sorry. Hello, I'm Diego Valdez, singer of... Hello, I'm Diego Valdez, singer of Helker, and you are listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Okay. You want to have an ad? Okay, let's... Hey! Folks, you're listening to Third Eye Cinema, and I'm Fabian from The New Black. Keep on rocking.
That works. Hey there, this is Markus from Uproos, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Enjoy it.
Hi, this is Udo Dorfner, singer of UDO, and you're listening to the show Third Eye Cinema.
Good evening and welcome to Third Eye Cinema, where the focus is on film that matters. Cult, grindhouse, driving, independent, and underground film from the dawn of the talkies through the early 90s. Tonight, we speak with a true legend in Teutonic power metal circles. As band leader, bassist, and vocalist for Sinner, he's been putting out AOR-influenced traditional metal since 1982. Joining forces with former Gamma Ray vocalist Ralph Sheepers in 1997, he's been the driving force behind one of power metal's most long-running and respected acts, the legendary Primal Fear. And with bands like Kiska Somerville, featuring famed Halloween vocalist Michael Kiska, and vocal coach and performer with such gothic symphonic bands as After Forever, Epica, Camelot, and Sarandi, Amanda Somerville, and the Whitesnake-influenced Voodoo Circle, featuring Pink Cream 69's David Redman, he's been at the center of European traditional and power metal circles for decades. Also famed as producer on most or all of these bands' releases, as well as the international debut of Argentina's Dio-flavored Helker, who we had on the show a few months back, please join us as we speak to Matt Sinner, only here on Third Eye Cinema. But first, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, here's Sinner talking about the sort of girl near and dear to my own heart. This one's for you, Bad Girls.
Girl, kick your ass.
Tonight, we're talking metal, and we have with us a man who's been both founder and ongoing part of several important bands in the German power metal scene. With his band Sinner, he's been kicking around since the early 80s with about 15 albums to their credit. With his other main act, Primal Fear, he's built another strong dynasty radiant back to the late 90s with almost as many releases to date. And with other projects, such as the excellent John Sykes-era Whitesnake-influenced Voodoo Circle or Kiss-Kiss Somerville, he's explored new directions and variations on hard-driving traditional metal template. Also noted as producer for just about every project he's worked on, as well as the recent worldwide debut of Helker, please welcome a true linchpin of Teutonic power metal scene, Matt Sinner. Matt, welcome to Third Eye Cinema.
Hello, thanks to be on your show. Really looking forward.
Now, you're probably one of the busiest guys I've had on the show to date. Not only are you a founding member and prominent part of Sinner since way back in 1982, and ditto on Primal Fear since 97, but you're also part of Voodoo Circle, Kiss-Kiss Somerville, even the Matt Sinner Project, which is distinct from Sinner itself. So when the hell do you get a minute to breathe?
I still find time to breathe, and I think it's important to have a little time for yourself. So I'm still enjoying running. I watch soccer. I have a dog. I have a girlfriend. So everything is cool.
Now, you've also made something of a name for yourself as producer, not only for your various bands and side projects like the Ralph Schieffer solo record, but for Argentina's Helker on their worldwide debut with AFM, Somewhere in the Circle. And when I had Diego Valdez on a few months back, he had nothing but good words for you. So tell us a little bit about how you approach your production end of things.
My target is I'm doing one or two productions a year with my bands where I'm heavily involved and or a member of the band, and outside of this, I'm looking for not more than two other productions a year.
Right.
I want to keep it really my energy and on a high level, and I don't want to do things I don't really want to do because I don't like the music only for a job or so. If I'm doing an album with a band, I really want to dive in 100% and being like a member of the band and really working hard on that. So Helker was a band, they supporting Primal Fear on a tour in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked the singer on that short occasion, and he was doing great. And some years later, they approached me and asked if I can produce them, and I don't think I can do this because the distance is so far away and maybe the songs and the whole surrounding. But then we wrote these songs together, and I think I really loved the vibe of the band, and doing something with guys from Argentina was new for me, and the singer is outstanding, and I really like to give him a good start and give him the deal with AFM Records, and yeah, I really hope we can do a second album, and I really enjoy to work with them.
Now, you also provided some backing vocals on Hammerfall's Crimson Thunder album back in 2002. What was that all about?
I was the A&R of the band because I was working for Nuclear Blast Records for 8 years. And I was label manager, A&R, and I worked very close with Hammerfall. And I was meeting them in the recording studio in Tenerife where they recorded with Charlie Bauerfeind. And there were some backing vocals to do. And, well, they asked me to do it. And of course, it was fun. And I liked the music. I liked the band. I liked the guys. So I was ending up in singing on their album.
Here's a weird one. You're also a musical director for something called Rock Meets Classic, where the Matt Sinner Band and a traditional symphony orchestra work and tour with rotating guest vocalists once a year. So what's that all about?
We're doing this for the fifth time now, and starting small, and the idea was to combine classic, real classic music with a symphonic orchestra and a rock band and a choir, and some legendary singers. We wanted the originals. And after the second tour, there was already a big buzz that a lot of people liked that, and we were going to bigger venues. So we ended up in arenas. And on the tour 2012, we had Ian Gillan from Deep Purple. We had Steve Lukather with us and these guys. And the tour was absolutely amazing. And for me, it was like a dream come true, standing there playing Hold the Line with Steve Lukather, one of my favorite guitarists of all time, and Lights Go Out, and the introduction started of Highway Star of Deep Purple. And there was not a cover singer standing beside me, that was Ian Gillan smiling at me.
Wow.
How could this be? So we were going on. This year we had Paul Rodgers. I could play Wishing Well and All Right Now and these stuff with Paul Rodgers. So I was a happy guy. And we had a very, very good partnership and good vibe on stage. So, and then next year is already lined up Alice Cooper, our headliner of the tour.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting just on the fly, the fact that you have mentioned how much you love Steve Lukather, because that's not something you hear a lot, like Toto. You know, he's a very underrated guitarist. So the fact that you pick up on him as somebody that has an influence, as an inspiration, that actually comes across in your music, which I wouldn't have thought of, but it's there.
Yeah, always. If you have an influence and music you like, from time to time, you always find out, oops, this could be some stuff of Thin Lizzy or Whitesnake or Deep Purple or whatever. So
exactly.
You look at that. But for me personally, it's a really great job to have every year such a tour in Europe on such a great level. Now we're playing big arenas, and it's a really big event over here. And I'm the musical director and involved in every decision. So it's getting more and more a job, a full-time job.
And just on that, as an aside, I'd also noticed that some of your various band's vocalists are involved in the Wolfpack project. You know, both Amanda Somerville from Kiska Somerville and Ralph Sheepers from Primal Fear are on the new album Cry Wolf. So were you not involved with the project just because you're so busy with everything else? Because I would have thought that.
I played on the album before, the first one. I played on the first one, so I don't think it makes sense to be involved on the second one, because if I appear on too much albums, it's not good.
Well, it's not good for you. You get tired.
No. I have to concentrate on the things I'm doing, and I want to do it good, and that's the most important thing for me.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you're a competent enough vocalist, especially for the style and genre that you're working in, but you tend to take the back seat to guys like Ralph Sheepers and David Redman in your other projects. So does that rub you funny at all, or do you look at it more like keeping a clear distinction between the various bands you work with?
I think we're doing Primal Fear together, and that's both of us, the main focus we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Primal Fear is doing the most shows in a year, and we're working hard. At the moment, we're in the studio. The music is ready for the new album. Ralph has only sing two more songs. We will start mixing a new Primal Fear album on Monday in Denmark with Colbeat producer Jacob Hansen.
Right.
And Primal Fear will release the album in January, and then we will tour and tour and tour and tour. Ralph and me, we are so much spending time together that we don't need another project where we're both involved.
Right. No, but I was just saying, because, you know, since you are a vocalist and you're a decent enough vocalist, does it seem strange to you to have to, or maybe you're just doing it by choice, to take a back seat to other singers in many of your projects?
No. I'm always singing backing vocals, and I'm enjoying my position, so it's really cool. So if you have a heavy schedule and six shows in a row and so, and the singer has a voice problem, I always keep my voice.
Now, in terms of Sinner, you handle both bass and vocals, and you have Andre Hilgers on drums, but you also have Alex Schlupp, Christoph Lyme with the New Black, who I also had on the show a few months back, and Alex Bayrot from Voodoo Circle and Primal Fear, all on guitar. So why three guitarists? Because the only other band that comes to mind immediately with that approach was Leatherwolf.
Yeah, we're always a two-guitarist band, and on the last album, we fooled around a lot with the harmony lead guitars, and have an additional rhythm guitar on stage. It's really, really cool. And all the band members are good friends and very, very nice people. So we have a great vibe in these bands. Sinner is real entertaining on stage.
Right.
So
right.
The three guitars, it's the wall of sound, and it's something we really enjoy to do. And that's a great thing.
Now, over the years, you've cycled through a number of band members, but early on you had both Herman Frank from Accept, who was on Balls to the Wall, and Matthias Dietz from the first three UDO albums. And I also understand you guys were on an Accept tribute album, so you have some strong ties to those bands, which comes out a bit in your sound as well.
Yeah, but let me tell you, in the 80s it was really, really a lot of bands are looking for great guitarists. And I was known for the guy who has always a good eye on new talent and great guitarists. So everybody was looking if they need a new guitarist. They were coming to dinner and have a look. Can I pay them more give them more money to join my band. And so it was a coming and going. And in these days now, I'm feeling really more relaxed and I don't care. In these earlier days, it was just a really pain to get a new guitarist who gets the old one.
Right. For instance, you know, I was just talking about how you guys have ties to Accept. Born to Rock, that falls somewhere between Accept and Sykes era Whitesnake. So were you consciously drawing from these as major influences, or did it just kind of bleed out from things that you had liked?
Well, so to speak very, very honest, so my musically major influence was Thin Lizzy and maybe The Police. So I'm coming from a very different kind of musical taste than only metal. The first album my brother bought me when I was a kid was Deep Purple's Burn. So I raised up more with these kind of music than with real basic metal. I was later an influence to me.
That may actually play into why your sound is so melodic. Let's talk a bit about Touch of Sin 2, which is 11 re-recordings from the first few Sinner albums. Tell us the story behind this one, because it's something I complain about often in terms of the majors just sitting on catalog products.
Yeah, the first idea was to make, some years ago, to remix the original songs or do something with the original tapes, and we found out that all the master tapes were lost or burned in the owner's house.
Ouch.
Which was like a nightmare that these classic stuff is gone. So then the rights of distribution were changing hands a lot of time. Now it's with Universal and they don't seem to have interest to distribute the albums anymore, like with other bands like Halloween or Running Wild or whoever was at that time at Noise Records. They have the same problem. So they're not interested in selling the rights. They're not interested in distributing the rights. Then my current record company, AFM Records, they have the idea, why not recording these best tracks of these period again? So we're playing these songs live. Still live, and the people enjoying these songs.
Right.
If you want to have the original CD, you have to pay around $100 for them. And this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'm doing this. I'm going into a recording studio, and I re-record or rearrange and make new versions out of these tracks, but on the one condition that I can produce old school in a real nice recording studio with everybody of the band there playing with each other,
right,
and not everybody recording in another studio and we bring the files together later. So I want the real good band vibe and have it as much powerful as it could be. And that's the target of us where we started, because these songs already exist in a good version. The people know these songs. If we're doing new versions of these songs, there must be something special and a good vibe and a good production. So the record company gave me the money and I could do it.
Right. And it does make a huge difference. I know it's not popular nowadays. Everybody would rather record in their home studios using Pro Tools or whatever. And like you said, sending files back and forth. And it's sure it's a lot cheaper and easier in that respect. But there's a difference. When you can tell when a band is playing together and all together in a studio and there's a vibe going, as opposed to just, you know, like I said, people sending files back and forth and, okay, here's my part, I'm done. So.
Yeah, but the basic idea of a band is to play together.
Right. Exactly.
That's why it is a band and not a solo guy who's doing everything in a part in a different time. And the idea of a band is to play together. That's what we did.
Exactly. Now, just going through some of the tracks you re-recorded here, Knife in My Heart is interesting. I'm hearing some Thin Lizzy in there around Jailbreak, but there's also a dash of Queensryche and earlier Dokken in there as well.
Well, that was the time, 1988.
I've always had a bit of a thing for Bad Girls as well, so I can certainly hear that one. Germany Rocks, that seems to be tapping into Cinderella's Push-Push a bit. Danger Zone, this album's really all highlights. I couldn't find a weak track on here. And, of course, you've got a few new songs on there as well. So tell us about those.
The two only songs, The Heat of the City and Blood on the Sand, they were composed in the early 90s and not released from us. So I have a lot of songs which are not released. And we picked up these two because they fit very good to the other ones, and we arranged them new and gave them a new approach, and in the end it fits very well. And we have Don't Believe a Word, which is basically a Thin Lizzy song,
right,
but with a lot of new music done by a guy from Dublin, Ireland, and a good friend of the band Thin Lizzy. It's called Jimmy Coop, and Jimmy Coop was also the guitarist of Andrew the WK, and he's a very experienced guy. He's living now in Dublin. He's a totally Thin Lizzy maniac, and he did that new music, and I really love this version, and not a lot of people knowing about this, and so I think it was worth on such a kind of album doing some special song on that one, and we already did a video for the song.
A lot of these songs are tapping into the sort of sound that nobody's really touching on these days. You know, for all the retro traditional, retro thrash, retro death, retro black metal going on, you don't really hear this sort of straight ahead, up tempo, anthemic, melodic, radio friendly, summertime cruising with a top down fist pumpers like Concrete Jungle or, you know, like you said, Don't Believe a Word. You know, there was a lot of bands like this back in the mid to late 80s that really nobody's tapping into, like Autograph, Jafria, YMT, Bangor Choir, American Angel, Cleavage. Nobody really goes for that sort of AOR metal sound nowadays. It was a real flashback to hear this album. So, you know, thank you just for that from my part.
It's a pleasure. I had a lot of fun, and in the end, if the result is convincing and satisfying, I really have, in the end, done a good job. So that was the most important thing for me.
Yeah.
And it was a difficult job because all these songs were existing and the people know it. So now you can take Born to Rock or Coming Out Fighting and do a new version. It's not so easy.
Yeah.
But in the end, we were all happy with the attitude and the approach and the new arrangements, and all the players are really, really experienced and good, and you hear it.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I didn't know you guys hail from Stuttgart, I would have thought Los Angeles Sunset Strip around 87, so you did a good job. So, any tour plans you want to mention for Sinner or any of the other dozen other acts you've been associated with?
Oh, yeah, we'll do some dates in South America in December with Primal Fear. Then we do some special shows with Sinner in Germany with a special set list and some guests. So very interesting shows. And then in mid-January, we're starting touring with Primal Fear, supporting the new album. First, we do Europe 6 weeks. Then I have the Rock Mix Classic Tour in March and April with Alice Cooper. And then we plan for May. We plan to come to the States and do another tour there with Primal Fear.
Oh, nice. So do you have anything you'd like to plug, or do you want to point listeners to your website or your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Metzina Official, so everybody can join. I would be happy if a lot of people are interested in what I'm doing and having the news firsthand. But Facebook is for me a platform I'm using every day. So feel free to join me. Matt's in our official.
Well, with that, Matt, I'd like to thank you again for joining us here on Third Eye Cinema, and we'd love to have you back to talk your next project.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Well, thanks again. And like I said, you know, next time you have a project out, I'd love to have you back on.
Okay, though. Thank you very much for talking. Yeah, and giving me a half an hour earlier.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Cheers. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema with our special guest, Matt Sinner. Stay tuned.
Okay, hi there, this is George and Thomas from Serenity, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema Show together with Team.
That's right.
Should we do it one more time? Yeah, okay. So hi there, this is Georg and Thomas from Serenity, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Hi, this is Gothminister. We have a new album out called Utopia, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Hi, this is Gothminister. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Just put some echo on that.
Hi, this is Gothminister. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Hi, this is Gothminister. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Just put some echo on that.
Hey, this is James Rivera. You are listening to Third Eye Cinema. I am the King of Hell.
And to close out our interview with Matt, here's another one off Touch of Sin, too, which was also the name of a good local New York City band back in the day. This is Concrete Jungle. John Prakash of Swiss Talk Topper's Chakra. If you'd like to contact us here, comments, suggestions, or you're a filmmaker or musician you'd like to join us on the air, email us at thirdeyecinema@hotmail.com, visit our website, thirdeyecinema.wordpress.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/thirdeyecinema. Third Eye Cinema brought to you by the Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. part of this or any other Third Eye Cinema broadcast, just visit our website or Facebook page for links to the shows in question. All Block Talk Radio shows are available for archive listener download at your convenience. And next week...
Hi, everyone. This is Nolan from Kryptos. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Was that good? Hi, everyone. This is Nolan Lewis from Kryptos, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Hi, guys. This is Rohit here from Kryptos, and you're listening to Third Eye... Okay, I'll say that again. Okay. Hi, this is Rohit from Kryptos, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Yeah. Melon.
Melon.
Yeah, and all that sweet taste stuff.
Hi, guys. This is John Prakash from Chakra, and you are listening to Third Eye Cinema. Stay tuned.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.